Hello, Boo Buddies. So it's 5 past 2 on, what's it, Sunday, the 30th of May, 2010. Not 19 something. Right, so this morning Ruth said to me that she thinks she started niggling, and it occurred to me that we might not be able to do a show for a little while, so a little audio boo might not go amiss. I know Ruth's been booing recently as well. And I thought I might as well just sort of vent my spleen in much the same way, and say something into a microphone, let you guys know what's going on, because possibly over the next 24 hours, Ruth might not be so coherent as to say what she means and what's going on. So, can think of me as your on-the-spot correspondent. So anyway, what's going on at the moment is, she's niggling really. She's got contractions that are... I would say they're probably slightly more than niggly contractions. They're painful enough that she's got the TENS machine on and she's using it, and she's bumped it up to about level 3. I think it goes up to 10, something like that anyway. So it's not high yet, but you know, it's enough that she's using it. And I rather like the TENS machine because it does give us a sort of an objective measure of how painful things are. So as things get more painful, we'll be able to see that she's bumped it up. And we can actually look at a real number rather than just some sort of objective where it seems more than before or whatever. So we're going to keep an eye on that. In terms of timings, before we went out to lunch, she was at around about sort of one contraction every 3 or 4 minutes, and they were only very short, so sort of 20 to 30 seconds at the most. We went to lunch because we decided that really we shouldn't just bring our day to a halt, we should just carry on, because it wasn't clear how long this is going to take. So we went for lunch, a bit of a busy place, not the least stressful lunch ever. It wasn't a bad lunch, but I have a feeling that that little extra stress might have slowed things down a little. So we're down to less frequent contractions at the moment, although I think they're probably lasting a similar sort of time and about the same sort of pain as they were. So that's where we're at. Just really waiting to see what happens. Catherine has been a bit of a pain this morning. We've been telling her all about what's going to happen, and you know, and explaining that we don't know when, and explaining that she'll have to go to Granny's when things do start to kick off, and sort of saying, well, your baby brother might be here within the next day. You might be able to see him soon. And I think she's been thinking about it, and I think she's been needing a little bit of extra attention and love, just because she's maybe a little bit worried about it, and as a result of that, she has been a little bit naughty. She has been a bit troublesome. I had to deal with her in the car. She kept, she did that thing she does where, you know, we got to the pub and we said, right, Catherine, we're going to go, we're going to get some food. I don't want to get some food. And off she went, and so I had to sort of treat the car like a naughty step and say, right, Catherine, I'm going to give you a moment on your own. You suck tuggies. I'm going to close the door. I closed the door and stood outside the car and waited. Opened the door again and gave her a sort of 2 minute wait because she's 2 now. And said, right, Catherine, are you ready to be a good girl? No. So, okay, would you like to close the door again? Yes. So I closed the door. Waited another 2 minutes. Opened the door again. Right, Catherine, are you ready to be a good girl now? Yes. Okay, right, well, we're going to go in and get some food then, Catherine. Yes, I need some food, and Mummy needs food. So, she, as always, gets herself under control very nicely. But she has needed that little bit of extra attention, I guess. So she's been a bit naughty, and that was frustrating me a little bit, because I feel like at the moment my job is to look after Ruth. But I guess that's good look after Catherine as well this time. So. There you go. So that's where we are. I will, more news as we have it. I shall publish this one, and hope you find this at least enlightening, if not interesting. Speak to you soon. All the best. Bye-bye.